Be more like Marcus. I think that's what we're all walking away from today's show.
We gotta get shirts or something like that.
He's the coolest loser. I shouldn't say loser.
No, I don't think he is a loser. I don't think you can call. You know what? You can be the judge. You will hear it now on the podcast. We talked to Marcus today, who is I like the guy. And then we also had Mike Bryan in from the law offices of Bradshaw and Bryan. He helped Chelsea out with her lease things.
Mm-hmm. We also had more talk about taxes today since it's tax day.
Adults have to deal with taxes, Bryan.
I know, it's shocking. I wish I wasn't an adult.
They're never going to go away.
That's right.
Death and taxes.
You said it, girl. You'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. That's what happened when we talked to Angela on Friday, because she had a roommate that was absolutely terrible. Over the weekend, she was going to tell him that he needed to move out. Well, we got Angela back on the phone with us right now. Angela, how did it go this weekend? Did you go through with it?
Oh, my God. Oh, first of all, he was kind of upset that, like, you know, he heard me on the radio, but, like, we didn't even say his name, right?
No, we never said his name, but
we didn't say his name.
He was smart enough to put two and two together.
But I guess he heard me on the radio.
But we did say, we said your name many times.
Oh, yeah. And probably my voice and all. But anyway, he was like, how could you do that? Put me on blast like that, you know, for everybody to know, dude. Because he talks like that. Like, I don't want to offend anybody. But, you know, he's like Valley Boy or something. But he's like, dude, why did you do that? That was like so embarrassing.
So was he mad, or was he more just like nonchalant about it?
Oh, he was totally nonchalant. He just thought that I shouldn't have put him on blast like that. Plus, he thought I exaggerated. He said, I don't think it's that bad, you know? Nobody complained before. I don't know what it was like with the roommate that he lived with before. God, I was going to take that.
I like the fact.
He was just like, it's not that big of a deal.
I like the fact that he's not mad that he's getting kicked out. He's mad that you talked about him on the radio. He's like, I'm going to move out anyways. Don't matter.
Yeah, he was like, no, not a big deal. So then, okay, get this. Then, you know, he's constantly, while he's packing up stuff to move around, he's joking and telling me jokes and saying things like everything is really fine.
Wait a minute, you guys packed up together?
Back in and say, can we? No, I was there. I wanted to make sure he got everything to leave.
Oh, great.
Right? So I stayed while he was packing up. I was like, nah, he's not, you know, not going to pull a fast one. But the whole time, he would tell a joke or something. And if it was funny, I actually laughed. So he's like, so can I stay? Can I stay then?
Can I stay?
Are you telling a joke?
He heard you on the radio, but he definitely wasn't listening.
I'd be like, the biggest joke is, you fool, get going. Did he finally do the dishes? Did he finally pick up those moldy, gross, disgusting dishes?
Oh, yeah, he did. But he made me chocolate chip cookies that I love. And he brought them to me. And then when I went in the kitchen to make sure that he put the plate back, he put dough in the garbage disposal.
What the hell?
Jammed up now.
Dough in the garbage disposal. Who does that?
He doesn't clean up after he bakes.
I'm like, what? Oh, my God. He said it was too much left over and he didn't know what to do with it.
He's the smartest idiot I've ever heard.
I didn't want to make. I only wanted a dozen cookies. That was it.
I don't know what to do with all this delicious cookie dough. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, but what does it matter? What does it matter?
Good God.
Well, where, put the dough in the, you know.
Where does it stand? Where does it stand today? Like, what, is he gone?
Oh, yeah, he's gone, but I saw him at work, and he's like, hey, how you doing, Angela? What's up? Like, nothing ever happened. It made me even angrier.
This guy's a bit, we got to get in contact with this guy. He's amazing.
He's not even mad.
I kind of like him. Like, the dude is just, he's just like blissfully ignorant.
Right. Everything just rolls off of him. But I mean, he's truly, really, really smart guy, but really, really dumb in life.
Yeah. Just the right amount of stupid to enjoy life to the fullest.
I wonder where he's living now, but not your problem.
Oh, I don't even want to know. I try to avoid him, too. I try to avoid him.
Since he is so blissfully ignorant in life, I wonder if he would come on the radio with us to tell his side of the story.
I bet he would.
We got to.
I think it was cool, probably.
Off the air, will you give me, like, we're going to get off the air now. Will you give me his number, and we're going to try and get a hold of him this morning and see if we can get him on the radio. Don't you guys want to hear his side of the story?
100%.
I got to talk to this guy.
I don't want to eat his cookies, but I'll listen.
I hear what he says, too.
All right. Well, Angela, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get this guy's phone number for you, because we got to hear what he thought was going on. So hold on, Angela, okay?
All right, thanks.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
We talked to Angela last Friday, and she told us about her roommate.
I'm going to tell this roommate to get out. I can't take it anymore.
So she did exactly that over the weekend, but it seems like he was just kind of oblivious that he had done anything wrong, even though he dumped dough down the garbage disposal and would leave the bathroom water running all the time. So we thought, we got to get this guy on the air and hear his side of the story. We got the recently unhoused Marcus on the phone with us right now. Marcus, how are you, man?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Really good. First of all, thank you for coming on the air with us. Like, it's got to be weird to get a call in the morning like, hey, you want to be on the radio this morning?
Hey, I mean, weird stuff happens to me all the time, so, you know, I just go with the flow.
Marcus, you sound pretty chill for getting kicked out, man. Are you still homeless, or what's your situation now?
Yeah, you know, I was mad about that at first, but, you know, I just let that thing slide off my back, and I'm in a hotel now, so.
Okay.
Are you, like, in a nice hotel, or?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like anything is nice to Marcus.
Does it have a pool, Marcus?
Yeah, there's a pool here.
All right.
So, Marcus, we have a lot of questions for you. One being, now you're an engineer, so you must make decent money.
Oh, yeah, I make fine money.
Okay. All right.
That's good. Now, okay, so what's this whole deal? Like, how are you feeling after getting kicked out of this place? Like, you seem like you're fine, but...
Well, yeah, I'm fine now. I had a moment to process it, and to be honest, I mean, I don't get where she's coming from, but... You know, if that's what she wants, then that's what I'll do. I'll just go out and, you know, I'm in a hotel, but I'll probably find another couch to crash on and, you know, who knows?
Well, she told us.
Every day is new.
She told us one of the things you did, like leaving the water running in the bathroom after washing your hands. The one that puzzled us all was dumping the cookie dough down the sink.
Yeah,
after you make cookies.
Why didn't you just make more cookies?
Oh, man, I needed to get rid of that thing. I didn't know they was going to do all that, though. I mean, I was just, you know. Doing what I had to do to get rid of it at the time. Seemed like a good idea.
Why didn't you just keep baking?
Oh, I was done. I was completely done with baking. I had enough cookies. That was it. I just moved on, you know?
Well, in my earlier line of questioning, I was saying, like, you're an engineer. You must have money. Why don't you have your own place?
Oh, well, you know, this is just easier. I just stay with a few friends, hang with them, and this way I'm never lonely, you know? I go from couch to couch, and in case I need to pick up and move to a new state or something, you know, I'm always able to do that.
Or get kicked out.
You know, it doesn't weigh down my soul.
So you don't own furniture? You don't own anything? You're a vagabond?
I don't have to. Yeah, I got a nice bag with me full of clothes, and, you know, I just make do.
You sound like...
What provides, you know?
You sound like Jack Dawson on the Titanic. So, I have air in my lungs.
So are you just stacking money then?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't really talk about my money much, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to stay with friends. You know, it's not bad. And like I said, it doesn't weigh me down at all. So I could do this forever, probably.
Are you trying to save that money for anything? Or are you just, you know, working because you like being an engineer and, you know, the money just comes with it?
Well, yeah. I mean, money's a byproduct. And I just like to be simple. You know, I just live my life. I don't let anything really get to me.
Wow.
When we talked to Angela, she said that she saw you at work this morning and you acted as if nothing had happened. You must just get over things immediately.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't be upset with her. If she feels that way, then she's entitled to that feeling, you know? But like I said, I was upset at first, and then, you know, I just processed it.
And now he's hanging out by the pool.
You know?
So what do you...
Plus, I'm talking to Carl. Carl's looking for a roommate, so...
I was just going to say, what are you going to do next?
Got the next one lined up.
Yeah, I got the next one lined up. I'm on gravy. I'm all good.
Have you ever thought about being a good roommate, and then you wouldn't have to move around so much?
That's the thing, man. I am a good roommate. I provide positive vibes. I provide laughs. I give advice. Well, leaving the water running and all that stuff, I mean, that's just, you know, the building pays for that. Everything's included. It's not coming out of her pocket, to be honest with you, you know.
That does make sense. Like, yes. You could just do as much showering and everything as you want and nothing change.
What happened to save the fishes?
Only you think about the fishes, Chelsea.
Oh, the fish got planted. It recycles. It goes back in water.
He's the engineer.
He's the engineer. He's got to figure it out.
I mean, we're not a question.
Yeah, we're not going to go head to head with Marcus.
No, I think us three combined still don't have the same brain as Marcus. Even though I think all of us would never shove pizza dough or cookie dough down a drain.
Right. So Carl's looking for a roommate. So you got him in your sights now.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we're I'm easing him into it, but pretty soon, before he knows it, I'll be on the couch.
Carl doesn't listen to the radio show, right? Like he doesn't hear about all this.
Oh, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I gotta check.
I would do yourself a favor. Keep Carl away from Angela. Because he's going to get an earful if those two talk. Marcus, you put a smile on my face this morning, man.
I thought you were going to be just...
I'm happy to help.
I'm going to be honest, Marcus. I thought you were going to be just off the walls, mad, angry. The fact that you have zero angry bone in your body after getting booted over the weekend is insane.
Just chill.
Dude, positive vibes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
We should all be more like Marcus.
Trying to be. Holy smokes.
Well, Marcus, thank you for coming on the radio with us this morning, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you guys, too.
Tax day is here. This is it. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, you got to file an extension after today. Now, Chelsea earlier was reading about some things that you could write off that were pretty shocking.
Yeah.
To me.
Sure.
So we thought, Brian Riley, you and I will go head-to-head on this one. Chelsea, you can give us questions. Are these things deductible or not deductible?
Perfect.
Okay. Feeling up for this one, Brian Riley?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, let's do it then.
Here we go. All right. Can you or can you not write these off? Bad debts.
Should we have some music on?
Yeah, let's
play or something. Okay, let's.
Yeah, I like the
music. All right, perfect. There you go.
Bad debts.
Bad debts.
Mm-hmm.
Like gambling debts?
Like,
yeah.
Credit card debt?
Credit card debt.
My God, if you can write off credit card debt, I really need to redo my taxes.
I'm going to say no.
There's no way you can write off debt.
You can write off bad debts.
How?
You can itemize them and deduct them as part of your expenses. Bad debts.
Gambling?
Gambling debts as well. Gambling losses.
Where's my tax guy?
Brian Riley, man, you left some money on the table.
I'm about to be so rich if I can do that.
Now, that
would be like writing off my alcohol expenses or cigarettes or something. Like.
Now, can we just put out the disclaimer that I'm not a tax expert?
Okay, so yes. That's a good idea.
Tax expert, please call me.
But how do you write off
don't
gambling
ask me.
Debts?
I'm just giving you the yes or no's, okay?
We both got it wrong. Okay.
Child support. Can you use that?
I'm going to say no, you can't.
I bet you... Ah, boy, if they claim your kid as a dependent, though, I bet... I'm going to say no on that one also.
Correct. You cannot.
You cannot? Okay.
You cannot.
Yes, got one right.
Time spent as a volunteer, because that's worth money.
Ooh. Oh, shoot. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
It's like a donation.
I'm going to say no.
You can't.
Ah, dang it.
You cannot itemize that.
How trashy is that? You donate your time and then write it off? Oh, dude, you're like, I should have got paid for that.
Don't a lot of rich people do that? Like, they'll do huge donations just so they can get the tax write off?
Well, yeah. Donations to charity.
Yes, you definitely can. That's what a lot of pro athletes do.
That one I know you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But how about donations to a non-qualifying charity?
You mean Brian Riley?
I would
guess no.
Say you're handing out a bunch of cash to friends or relatives who are struggling to find a job.
Nah, you can't write that off, right?
Correct. You can't. No.
Dang it. That would fall under bad debt for me.
You know, you can't still donate to those people, a.k.a. me. Just throwing that one out there.
Who are you talking to?
anyone that's rich. I don't know.
All right. How about cancel debt on your home?
Ooh,
how does that work? Cancel debt on your home.
Don't ask me how it works. Just yes or no.
I don't know. So I'm going to say yes.
I bet you have to pay taxes on that. I bet you can't write it off.
You can itemize them.
Ah, yes, damn it.
The canceled debt on your home. All right. How about your home mortgage interest?
That I know for a fact, yes.
Yeah, that's what I agree.
Okay. I always look forward to adding that one. Because I'm like, all right, here we go, TurboTax. Where am I at?
Commuting expenses.
I think I know this one. If you live more, isn't it if you live more than 30 miles from work, you can?
What do you think, Brian?
Really? Yeah. No, I'm going to say you can't.
You can't. You can't. However, the exception is that if it's for a training or if it's for, you know, a little bit above and beyond. But if you purposefully, like when I lived over an hour away, I couldn't write any of that off. Well, that was my choice to take a job that far away.
For my DJ business, though, I write off every single one of those because that's a self-employment thing.
Oh, there you go.
Well, it must be nice.
No, it's what you're supposed to do if you're self-employed.
There you go. If you're self-employed, for sure. And y'all pay a lot of taxes anyways. Gym membership fees.
No.
I wouldn't know. I don't buy a gym membership.
Yeah.
I'm in my athletic prime.
You can't?
Correct.
All right, let's do one more.
One more. Plastic surgery expenses.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can.
Now, this is split. If you can prove that it is a benefit to your patient's mental health, if you can prove that it is actually for medical purposes, you can write off Botox, liposuction, nose job, fake boobs, and hair transplants.
That's insane.
But you have to prove that it's medically, like, benefiting your health.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm shocked by most of those. I'm shocked.
Can I do my taxes twice?
No.
Can I redo them again?
You can redo them.
Yeah, I'm going to redo them, see how much more.
And one more disclaimer. I'm not an expert, right. So please go to the expert.
It's crazy you can write off all that stuff, but you can't write off animals. Like, you can't write off your horse or dogs and all that stuff.
You can't for your pets.
That's incredible. Hello?
I was just listening to your show about what you can write off for taxes, and you're talking about pets. We wrote off our dog.
How did you do that?
He's a farm dog. He's a herding dog.
Okay. Yeah, working animal. Okay.
So, could Chelsea do that? If you rode your horse to work, then could you write him off?
Maybe.
Possibly. I would have to figure out parking and where to clean
up
his mess.
Alley. We'll throw some oats out there or whatever.
He'd make his way down the lake, George. Oats out jeez. Passerbys feed him carrots.
Wrote off his food and vet bills.
You can write off everything for your dog. The food, the vet bills, grooming. Well, you're not grooming a farm dog, though, but.
Well, kind of.
No, we do groom them.
Okay.
Yeah,
you don't want them to get mats.
Right, okay.
They get in all sorts of stuff. That's really awesome, though. That makes sense if they're working.
Definitely good to know.
Yep. Yes.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Souris, North Dakota, population 37. And this is going to be a big Sunday at 104 Main Street because it's the Pulled Pork Lunch Fundraiser, where lunch will be available for a free will offering with all proceeds going to trap and neuter feral cats in the area. Mayor Steve Patterson doing everything he can to keep the pet populations down in that 0.10 square miles. And that's why Souris, North Dakota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on the Kelly Jordan Show.
Chelsea has a look at what's trending coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Did you guys see this? That 30% of CEOs are talking about switching away from 5-day work weeks?
Like our CEO?
Like it's gaining some serious traction.
Yeah, they're thinking about moving it because they think people are being more productive now, and it'll better the morale in the building, and there's a whole bunch of benefits of going 4 days to five.
Mm. I've heard there's a big company that I know, a guy who's like in charge of quality control or whatever, and he said that when they switched to 4-day work week, they're getting way more cranked out now.
Yeah. I believe it. You know what would be cool if they did 4 days, and then the fifth day was like a team building something. You did it every week.
So you only want to work 3 days a week is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you?
You actually want to do a team builder, Brent?
I show up to team builders.
Okay.
I win all the prizes. People get mad about that.
Oh, those athletic type of team builders.
Athletic Prime. You guys forget about that.
Oh, yeah.
But if you guys could take one of the days off, Monday or Friday, which one would you take?
Both.
Okay. Chelsea, another one who wants a 3-day work. I'm clearly in the room with millennials here. For me, it'd be Monday. Do you guys get the Sunday blues?
Yeah.
I get the Sunday blues all the time. And I used to blame it on like my parents because they'd be so drunk on Sundays. And I don't know if maybe that's like residual left over in my head but I get so down on Sundays. And I love my job, but I hate Sundays.
Everybody's already feeling good on Friday, right? Yep. It's right before the weekend. Like,
heck,
who cares?
Yeah.
So I would say, yeah, recovery day Monday or like just one other slow day. You know, just to relax a little bit more.
There is nothing better than a 4-day work week when you start on Tuesday.
Oh, man.
They're really, because you feel more awake that day.
It's a game changer.
You're ready to roll. And I know a lot of people that say Friday, but let's be real. The weekend ends so much faster because you're ripping it up starting Thursday.
But you know what? If they did do this, we would all have to still be here 5 days a week because no one will be able to come to a general consensus like, all right, Monday is the new Sunday or Friday is the new Sunday, whatever. So we'd still have to be here 5 days a week because we're supposed to be here while people are going to work.
And we work weekends, too. So there's that. And
there's that.
I just love when they're like, yeah, you can all have half days. So you can all be done by 11 o'clock or noon. I'm like, that is when our day ends because we started so early.
Just do a walkout at 7 a.m.
Right.
That was a half day.
Bye, Felicia.
Where is everybody?
Now, I want to say this. We know that we don't have a real job because there's people who are like, why don't you guys shut up?
Work a real one.
Yeah, why don't you go work a real 8-hour shift somewhere?
Hey, so I challenge anybody who says this is an easy job. Yeah, try it for a day.
It's I don't know. I think it's easy.
Look, you
I
get think to work anybody sweat. Could run that board, Kelly?
No.
And fire off everything?
I think at a certain point somebody could, though.
That's fair.
It's just muscle memory at some point.
Look, I don't know any other jobs that allow me to wear sweatpants to work, so I'm going to keep this one as long as I possibly can.
Like when you wear those slippers to lunch on Friday?
Hey.
That was just so embarrassing.
Those were comfy.
Brian Riley shows up to lunch in slippers. I'm like, dude, come on.
It's Friday. It's the weekend. I was letting loose, baby.
And then I was eating popcorn and dropping it
at all in Brian's slippers.
Yeah, I did find a kernel later on in the day.
Like, that's what you get for wearing slippers to lunch. God.
That was a classy establishment.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Breaking a lease. That is what we have up today in Better Call Brian, as we are joined by Mike Bryant from the law offices of Bradshaw and Bryant. And Mike, this is another one ripped right from the pages of Chelsea's life. She needs a lot of free legal advice, as you can see.
I do. Amen. So, Mike, I have this lease. Get along great with the landlord and everything. I got a new job. I needed to move. The commute is killing me. According to my lease, I needed to give them at least 30, I think it was 60 days notice, which I did, but I'm still technically breaking my lease. Now, here's the thing. We are moving, but now it's been several months. Now it's been almost 120 days, and we still don't have another renter for our place. We got to move, so am I left on the hook here for paying rent at two different spots?
Well, it depends. There's a couple things. One, it depends on the lease, what the agreement is. If there's a notice requirement and you fit the notice requirement and you do everything you're supposed to, then that's it. You're done. If there's issues about the leases for this time period and you're stuck on it, you might be stuck for the time period. So you start first with what the lease says as far as that goes. Lots of times, it depends on your relationship with the landlord. Sometimes you can work out something that's even outside the lease, a side deal that says, look, here's what's happening, here's why. And there's some places that just go technical no matter what. This is what it says. Don't care, you versus anybody else. I can't make any special deals with you. And you're stuck with whatever their usual deal is.
I remember we had to leave an apartment when I lost a job one time. And I remember them like harassing me, like, you'll never be able to own a home or anything else. I was like, well, I already own a home. I was staying there, because whatever. So how much damage can they really do to you? Is it like not making a credit card payment? Is it on that level, or is it more severe than that?
It depends. I mean, if you get an actual action against you and it goes through all the different levels of them getting their money back and they get a judgment against you and it goes against credit, it may prevent you from getting another apartment in the future.
Right.
You know, people never know what circumstance they're going to be in. If you're a regular apartment person, doesn't help to have that kind of thing on your record. That'll be one thing that you have. If it's just one of those blips in life, it's a temporary thing. You get it dealt with and get it worked out. I find even in some of the worst circumstances where I'll have clients call up and they're in a mess, you talk to them directly and you work out a deal. What's the deal? How do we make a deal? What's the deal? And you work a deal. And sometimes it's hard to swallow at times. But what gets us over with right now?
Well, good advice.
Go.
Good advice.
There you go, Chelsea. Always getting to the bottom of them. And we'll do it again next week when we are joined by Mike Bryant from the law offices of Bradshaw and Bryant and Better Call Brian. Chelsea, we'll have a look at what's trending coming up in just a couple of minutes, but this is the last day to file your taxes.
That's right. It is due today. It is tax day. You can file for an extension if you want to, and I'm going to try to help you with a write-off.
Okay. All right?
So you cannot claim your pets as dependents. I've tried. The IRS says don't even try it. They don't care what type of support they provide. Nothing. Pets don't count. But your boyfriend or girlfriend might.
So you can write off your boyfriend?
You can claim them.
Listen up, Brian Riley.
Okay, I'm listening.
You can maybe write your girlfriend off.
Or I get written off.
Boyfriends and girlfriends can now be claimed as dependents.
How?
Well, here you go. There's a few stipulations. They're not going to just hand you this stuff, right?
Right.
So in order to qualify for a tax break, the boyfriend or girlfriend must live with you.
Done.
Box, all right.
You got that.
Earn less than $3,900 per year.
Working in radio, got that.
Yeah.
And you must pay for more than half of their expenses.
I don't do that.
And they cannot be claimed as a dependent from somebody else, like their mommy or dad.
Okay. Well, that's surprising. I mean, so you essentially just have to hook up with a loser.
Exactly.
And then you can have yourself a nice little tax write-off at the end of the year.
She's already halfway there.
Oh, my gosh. What would the perks be of being with somebody like that, unless they're providing you, like, free childcare?
Well, I like how they say you have to pay for at least half their expenses. Yeah. If they're making $39,000 a year, you're paying for more than half.
No. $3,900.
Oh, $3,900. Sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Less than $4,000 a year. What is that a month? Oh, gosh. That's
like $40?
No.
Oh, no,
like
we're $300,
like $350.
It's like 300. So that's $1.25 per, yeah. No, that's, not even, $1.75 per paycheck.
That's hard working man right there.
Yeah.
Getting his dollar bills.
I thought someone had to be related for you to write them off.
I'm just saying, times are changing, and they're saying you can claim somebody as a dependent if they're truly dependent on you.
Yeah, well, definitely if they're making $3,900 a year. Put this up in Prediction Corner. We haven't put anything up there in a while. Okay. At some point, you will be able to write off your pets, I bet.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because, like, think about, like, Chelsea, with your horse.
Yeah.
I mean, that must cost you thousands every year.
And, close, yeah. His last vet bills were pretty hefty.
Yeah, I can't even imagine taking a horse
pretty
to the
hefty.
Vet.
Gosh, and he's been my dependent for 24 years.
Really?
24 years.
Jeez.
I wonder how much you get for writing off your boyfriend or girlfriend.
I don't know, man. You'll
get a tax credit for it because you claim them as a dependent.
The price you pay, though, for dating someone that's that low on the totem pole.
But like I could just see them, like, this is an excuse for them not to work. You know
exactly.
What I mean? There are people who can be like, yeah, baby, you can't make more than $3,900 this year, so.
Can do.
Stop working.
It's about time a loser gets paid off, though, right? You know? Hey, you're just saying.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
And Jean texted me this one over the weekend. She said, Kelly, this reminded me of you when I read it because it's a fact that probably a lot of people wouldn't find interesting. Now, we've all agreed many times in this room that we all love popcorn.
Oh, love popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh.
The way you eat it says a lot about your personality. Now, there's two ways to eat it. Kernel by kernel, mm-hmm. or, as I do it, like an absolute lunatic, by the fistful.
Sure.
Shoving it down my gullet as if someone's going to come take it from me. Right. All right, so here's what they figured out. If you are that kind of person who just shovels it in your mouth by the handful,
yep.
you're actually an extrovert, a little more of an Ooh. Extroverted person. And they say that you're probably a pretty friendly person because fast eaters are generally less selfish. So they say that you're probably grabbing that handful so that you can make room for everybody else to be able to get their hands in the popcorn.
Oh.
So everybody can have some.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay.
That's fair.
Now, if you're the kernel by kernel eater, that means that you're maybe a little bit more introverted because you're sheepishly hoarding your bowl of popcorn. And if you're eating it one thing at a time, you're probably introverted. So handful, fistful, extrovert, kernel at a time, introvert.
Okay. I'm an extrovert then.
Me too, because I grab it by the handful. I'll dump the bowl in my mouth if you let me.
I do piece by piece. I analyze each piece, and I hate sharing my popcorn.
So you're introverted then, which I never...
According to that, I guess.
I'm striking this whole survey then, because that's...
that's false.
That's wrong.
But yes. If I'm sharing with somebody at the theater, then it's the fistful one. But
right.
That's because I am selfish, and I want more.
You want it all for yourself.
Yeah, I'll even put a pile on my lap on top of a napkin.
And greasy jeans.
You ever put milk duds in your popcorn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
To.
That is the most
elite. M&M's?
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
peanut
yeah.
M&M's?
Either or.
Oh, man.
The choice is yours once you buy the popcorn.
Those are such an elite snack at the
I
movies.
I love popcorn.
Yeah.
Or the biggest pop you could ever have. Known to man.
Why don't we bring like an air popper in here or something? And like right around 8 o'clock every morning, we'll pop up a bowl.
We should
stink up the room.
No, get one of them old school popcorn machines.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody would have a problem with that.
No. We wouldn't tell anybody. They'll just have to smell it.
I'm sure engineering would love a big greasy wall in the studio.
Nothing like a hazard, a fire that can take place around here.
Worth it.
What happened? We were doing popcorn in the middle of the 8 o'clock hour.
I don't know who put that in here. Mm.
So anyway, so now you know. So next time, if you're looking at someone and they're just mowing into the pot, they're just diving face first into the bowl of popcorn. That's an extrovert,
or they're drunk,
right?
No,
and they
or
need
something
that
else.
They need that salt,
anything to get going.
If they're like Chelsea and they're just analyzing every single kernel, which would drive me crazy.
Oh,
I mean,
would
God. You just eat it?
It's so satisfying.
Just eat it.
I love it.
But this one doesn't have enough butter on it.
Puts it back in.
Oh.
Grab a different piece.
Mm.
Anyway, now they say that you can learn more about somebody by watching them eat popcorn than you could over the course of 3 dates.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So now you know. I actually really like this one. Thank you for sending that to me, Gene. That's really interesting.
Aww.
Now, is it true? I don't know. It kind of doesn't seem like it because Chelsea is by no means an introvert.
True.
I don't think. Are you?
No.
Okay. Because you got us all fooled if you are. But anyway, now at least you know it, so you can go forth with some extra knowledge in your life. And if you didn't like it, it's okay. I'll have another one for you tomorrow. And it'll be just as good, if not better. And it's okay if you don't like it. I'm fine standing here saying that, well, I found it interesting, and maybe it's just me. Welcome to our bonus track. This is our very first break of the morning. What did we talk about, Brian?
Popcorn.
Brian,
I love popcorn.
We did talk a lot about popcorn. Your girlfriend's trying to kill you.
She is trying to kill me.
Yeah, I mean, like, legit.
No, yeah, there's
a
good chance
nervous.
I don't. If I don't show up tomorrow, guys, Please show up to my
Just stop snoring.
My wife thinks I'm a jerk. Yeah. We learned that in the first break.
Really, our spouses love us a lot.
And it's a I love tough popcorn.
Man, we covered a lot of bases, guys.
Yeah, tons.
You'll hear it all right now on the bonus track.
Ever said at 31, I'm in my athletic prime. Maybe Michael Jordan.
You don't watch sports.
Or pickleball champ.
I don't need to watch sports. I know 31 is way past prime.
No, 31 is the time where they're shining.
27, that's prime.
No, that's too young. You're not developed yet. 31, you're in the know.
All right.
Got it.
Then why do you only play softball then if you're such a finely tuned athlete?
Well, because I'm short.
Why don't you play basketball or something? Play a real sport.
Because I'm not 7 feet tall. I'm
get out there and play flag
football. Real sport?
What?
Softball's a real
sport. Yeah,
that's
sport. Right. Not tell slow
Chelsea.
Pitch.
Not slow pitch.
I mean, I think it's funny that a bunch of guys in their 20s and 30s play it.
Isn't it called a beer league?
No.
Softball?
That depends on if you're in the beer league.
These are, okay, so there's your majors, there's your minors, there's your college athletes, and then there's what Brian does with his league, where they actually have like official uniforms and cleats. And all the stuff.
Do you guys drink during the games?
No.
Yes, we do.
Do you really?
Okay, that's not
during the league. Really?
We have tournaments on the weekend. Look, Kelly.
That is not real sports.
After work one of these days, we're going to go to a ball field.
And I'm going to crush you. I'll be hitting home runs left and right.
You're not going to get it out of the infield. There's no chance you get it out of the infield.
Let me pitch.
The bat's going to hurt my hands.
I'm interested to see if you know how to swing a bat.
I know how to swing a bat. I played softball in high school.
You played softball in high school?
I played softball in high school.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, middle school.
During like gym class where they're like, okay.
So that was the last time you swung in middle school. All right. Yeah, you're a finely tuned athlete.
I'm in my prime.
Let's do this. We got three people. We could play.
I was going to say, I think my girlfriend's trying to kill me.
Oh, finally.
Seriously.
Like, seriously?
It's allergy season.
Oh, I'm in. Sure is.
Like, you could tell. Little sinusy, little whatever.
Yeah.
And I snore.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night, I was sleeping, and I got woken up to her hand over my nose, pinching my nose shut because I guess I was snoring too loud to her.
So she tried to suffocate you in your sleep.
She tried to suffocate me in my sleep. And I'm going, what are you doing? She's like, you're snoring. I was like, why didn't you just wake me up? She goes, well, you're up now, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, I guess I am.
That's an abrasive
death.
That's an abrasive way to do it.
I mean,
could you imagine?
I've like flipped a pillow over. Like, I've never like held it down on their face, but like.
Right.
I'll shake the bed, you know, like I'll jostle myself around and shake the bed.
Are you one of those people that act like a child when you can't fall asleep? You just kind of flop around and slam down?
If my wife is snoring, absolutely, because it'll get pretty raw sometimes.
I have a buddy. He's a light sleeper, he says.
Yeah.
And we were all at a casino, so we were staying in a room, four of us, so eat two guys to a bed. The guy next to him snoring, and he was doing the same thing, acting like a child, slamming around. And he go, why don't you just wake him up, tell him to roll over? He goes, well, I didn't want to. I go, so pounding yourself like a child is the way to go?
Yeah.
Well, that was the only idea I had.
So what else is she doing to try and kill you?
Well, she's making me eat vegetables. That's trying to kill me.
No.
That's because you're a finely tuned athlete.
Right. No professional athletes out here eating vegetables. They're out here eating steaks, and then fast food.
Yeah, stupid vitamins.
That's what I'm saying.
Stupid fiber.
She just wants you to be around, man. She's trying to fix your sleep apnea, trying to feed you some vegetables.
You're in your 30s now, Brian.
I'm in my athletic prime right now.
It's going to be a slow roll down the hill, brother.
Oh, boy. I need to get up to the top of the hill first before I start rolling.
Look at Brandon's text. You guys are dogging on slow pitch. I'm going to another radio station.
Aww.
I'm not dogging slow pitch.
I'm not dogging it. I'm playing it.
Brandon, what I'm dogging is Brian Riley by saying he's a finely tuned athlete.
I am.
I keep saying finely tuned. It's athlete in his prime, right?
Athletic prime. I'm in my athletic prime.
I played that for over 8 years.
Slow pitch?
Yep.
I can't dog anybody. I didn't play any sports after high school.
I'm telling you, we're going to go. I'm going to bring a camera. I'm going to bring the mount, and I'm going to throw you, pitch. I want to watch you swing just so we can post it online and go, Kelly, finally.
Oh, it'd be embarrassing. I'm gonna pull a muscle for sure.
I'll pitch. Kelly can hit, and you can be either, what, first? Do you think he could get into the outfield?
I'll stand behind home plate and catch all the balls that he's swinging at. Where I'll be.
I'll have a bucket. It'll be okay.
You're going to catch a bat to the cheek.
Yeah, you might throw it 100%.
It's definitely coming out of my hands at some point.
We should have them watermelon them.
I am not dogging any sort of sport, Brandon. You don't have to leave the radio station. I apologize.
Please stay.
Yes. We need all the help we can get. Speaking of your girlfriend trying to kill you, my wife told me a weird thing over the weekend. And I was like, have we gotten to this point in our relationship that I just annoy the hell out of you?
Oh, wow.
Of me?
She was like, no, out of my wife. She goes, you look like a jerk when you chew gum. Who says that to somebody?
I mean.
So what were you chewing it, like a llama or something?
Were you chewing it like with your mouth open where your jaw does the full rotation?
Maybe. She was like, you look cocky like an a-hole when you chew gum.
Are you like this? Like.
Maybe. I maybe have a little snarl like that, a little Elvis lip.
I will say, though, chewing gum sometimes, you got to look cool doing it.
That's what I told her. I was like, I should chew gum in like job interviews and stuff. And yeah.
It's
yeah,
just like the I'll cool maybe thing. Work here.
As long as you're not like twisting around your finger. I blow bubbles. I don't realize I do. It's like an anxiety thing.
Right.
So I'm like always like blowing and snapping my gum. And I didn't realize how obnoxious
I think
that
that's
is.
Cool. I don't think it's obnoxious at all. I think it's cool. I don't snapping. Think you look like a jerk at all. Like my wife said, I look like a jerk.
You, me, and Brian all doing so what all did you, chewing gum.
So she called you a jerk. Then what did you do?
I was just like, what does that even mean? Like, what am I supposed to do with that information? Like, now I'm not allowed to chew gum in front of you because I look like a jerk.
So you can't pass gas in front of her, burp in front
that's
of her.
That's my choice.
Or
that's
chew
my,
gum in front of her.
I don't want to open that Pandora's box.
How does she chew gum?
I don't know. Perfectly, probably. I'm guessing, yeah.
I'm
guessing she's perfect.
I got backhanded one time for eating popcorn. We're at home and we're just watching TV. And my mom's like, you need to like not chew popcorn like that. I'm like, what?
What did I?
She's like, you're too loud. I'm like, I have to open my mouth to eat it. And then she, oh my gosh. I still have like trauma. So I eat it one piece at a time now.
The worst are when people eat and they make the clapping noise.
Oh, yeah. The smacks.
Yeah. And it's the most unnecessary noise when it comes to eating.
But I love when my dogs do that. I just think it's so cute. Like,
oh boy.
What time is it? We went 8 minutes, 7 minutes before she's talking about her dog. I feel like that might be a record.
That is a new record.
That might be a record.
Nicely done, Chelsea. Yeah, was it you who texted me, Chelsea, about the way you eat popcorn says something about your personality? Was that you who texted me that?
No.
Someone texted me that the way you eat popcorn. Let's do that for maybe it's just me later. Okay. Someone texted me that. Write that down, somebody. I don't have a pen.
Yeah, we're going to forget about this.
Oh, I do have my glasses.
The people who melted in their mouth.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? Like, what the heck?
Someone texted me over the weekend and was like, hey, this is a good maybe it's just me. The way you eat popcorn says if you're an extrovert or an introvert.
Oh.
So that's what reminded me of it when you said that.
Right. What if you get it everywhere? Does that make you an extrovert or an introvert?
I mean, that's good popcorn. That's
the way I have it. We moved the couch. There's all these kernels. I'm like,
I got like some high end. Oh, my God. This is so boring. I can't believe I'm doing a popcorn subject.
I love popcorn.
So do I. And I got some high-end Amish popcorn.
Oh.
And it's like a blend of like red kernels and yellow and white. Oh my God, it's so good.
Does it all taste the same?
No.
Is it popped or did you get the kernels?
It's different. It's different textures. I got the kernels and I pop it myself.
Yes.
It's all different textures. I never knew this world even existed.
Wow.
Welcome.
My cousin Dana got it for me as a gift, and I can't. There's no going back now.
Welcome.
Hey, let's talk more about popcorn, huh? I bet we could do a whole hour on popcorn.
So good.
We could try.
I love. I take my popcorn seriously, too.
I've been doing that Himalayan popcorn.
Come on, girl.
With the sea salt on it.
Yeah.
But I have to pour it in bowls, otherwise I eat the jumbo back.
I'm a kettle corn guy.
All right. Are we done with the popcorn talk?
I think so.
Because we don't have to be. I'm not saying that so that we move on.
Let's put it on. Fresh melted butter on your popcorn.
Oh, of course. Come on. Why even have popcorn without it?
Kettle corn.
My niece is like, kettle corn is disgusting. I'm like, two sticks.
Kettle corn is disgusting.
That's opinion.
I've walked out of the house angry.
Gene said. I messaged him.
Oh, it was Gene. Okay, Gene. We'll do that popcorn story later then. That was a really more popcorn talk.
We love popcorn. Put it on the board.
Yeah, we are getting you the most popcorn talk in the mornings.
Nobody bringing you more kernel stories than the Kevin Jordan.
God dang. That's not, you know, it's funny. That's not even the first time that's happened that I've talked.
Yeah. Remember you used to have the mini break that was on air that I would always say, talking about popcorn.
We need an endorsement.
Whew. Good Lord. All right. It was on this day in 1955.
Ronald McDonald and friends in the Hamburglar Touch.
Ronald Cheeseburgers.
Bet Hamburglar wishes everything he touches would turn to McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers.
1955, the very first McDonald's opened. I don't know if it's Des Plaines, Illinois or Des Plaines, Illinois. I'm guessing it's Des Plaines.
Des Plaines.
Like Des Moines,
cool.
Iowa.
That's the
first 1955,
one?
The first one opened up.
I saw the founder for the first time. Like the whole
great movie.
Ooh,
it
so
is
good.
A great movie.
So good.
It's crazy that that guy was so sleazy. Like Ray Kroc, the guy who franchised McDonald's, was pretty sleazy.
He was. He just wanted to make a buck, and he figured
stole
out the way to do
them.
It.
He stole it from them.
Insane.
You know at McDonald's, they always say they're not even really in the restaurant business. They're in the real estate business.
Well, you did a thing a long time ago. Was
that's
like
right.
150 miles, you're always from a McDonald's or something like that?
Yep. They're fine cuisine.
It's crazy.
This was big for 90s kids, man. This show was amazing.
So funny.
In Living Color, premiered on this day in 1999. That's where we got Jim Carrey, Jennifer Lopez, Jamie Foxx, all from In Living Color. Jennifer Lopez was a dancer on the show. She wasn't like an actress or anything, but still.
That came later.
The fact that Jim Carrey came from this show.
That was like the first Saturday Night Live type show I ever, like, what is that called? Improv show?
Skit comedy?
Yeah, that was the first one I ever watched, and I can remember being like seven watching that show, dying laughing.
I loved the intro, too. In Living Color.
The moon float like a balloon. You wanted to be this guy?
Like, even the it was Heavy D, but even the intro was cool, this show. In Living
Color. And now you feel no now you can watch. You know, man. Kind of the same. Martin's on streaming services, too. Until they bring In Living Color on streaming services.
Yeah, you can get it on YouTube. Like, you can find, like, compilation videos on YouTube. Yeah. Oh, that show was so good. And then, man, I hate to end on kind of a bummer note, but it was a huge day back in 2013.
New arrests in the Boston bombing investigation. Three of Jahar Tsarnaev's best friends have been charged with obstructing justice and lying to investigators.
2013, the Boston bombing, Boston Marathon bombing occurred on this day.
Heartbreaking.
Already 11 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The videos of that, like, when I was grabbing these sound clips this morning and seeing the video again, it's just like, holy cow.
Oof.
And then they found then they found that dude hiding in that boat. In someone's backyard. Oh, my gosh.
At least they found him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's do some birthdays, shall we, guys?
Let go.
All right, here we go. First one.
So how's work?
Great.
How's he?
Great.
That's awesome. Do you know Vince Vaughn? Have you ever met him?
No.
I really feel like we get along well. He seems like a fun guy. You know, I feel like we'd like hang together well.
Seth Rogen. It's his birthday today.
He's okay. So funny.
I don't find him that funny.
I think it's funny.
Like, it's like, okay, we get it. You're a stoner. Can you maybe change the record and do something different with your comedy stylings?
And didn't he kind of back away a little bit from acting recently?
He's more production now.
Yeah.
Producing and writing.
He was in some serious roles.
The thing is, like, I thought he was funny in 40-Year-Old Virgin. I thought Knocked Up was funny.
Oh, it was funny.
But then it was just like, all right, dude, we get it. You're a stoner. Yeah. Can, you know, I just get tired of the same old bit. Like, he wasn't doing anything about popcorn, and I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Where's the popcorn stuff?
All right, how old is Seth Rogen? Chelsea, do you know?
Oh, my Lanta. I'm going to say 49.
Okay, that's a guess.
That guy has looked the same age for the last 20 years. I'm going to say 53.
Wow, you guys are both. Whoops. You guys are both way high.
Really?
That's
well,
so
he shot out.
He's only 42.
No, whoa. He's only 42?
Yeah, Seth Rogen is 42,
I don't tell people to use Rogaine, but he might need to use that for sure.
He's starting to look older now. Like, he's getting gray.
Oh, I thought he still had his little fro.
He lost a ton of weight, and he's looking good. Looking real good. Celebrating a birthday today, also, one of my favorites.
He just did Saturday Night Live.
Yep. Chris Stapleton?
Yeah, he did it on Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, dang, I missed it.
Remember with Ryan Gosling?
Oh, that's right.
Him?
Yeah. I usually watch it on YouTube
that's fair.
Few days after it's over. So I'll get up to it.
So good.
How old is Chris Stapleton today, though? Brian?
46.
Okay. Chelsea?
47.
Oh, well, you're both. Oh, nope, sorry. He is 46 today.
Yes!
Yeah!
So you guys were right on the money with that one.
I'd get $1,000 on The Price is Right for guessing it exact.
You sure would.